Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 195. Do you have the right legal nurse consulting business processes in place? In Legal Nurse Podcast 194, Victoria Powell discussed some of the processes she uses to manage her team. One of the concepts she emphasized was having the right people on the team, the right blend of personalities. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. Let's first focus on what does the right people mean? In a legal nurse consulting business, the right people might be family members, they might be employees, they could be subcontractors. Let's look at a common question that legal nurse consultants face. Should you involve a family member in your business? The answer is, it depends. Do they have the skills you need? Can you work together without conflict? What will it cost you? How will you benefit? Paying family members for services has great tax implications. Can your business sustain the cash flow required to pay your family member as an employee or as a consultant? I had both of my sons and my husband involved in my legal nurse consulting business. One of my sons handled my websites for several years. Another son was an employee for a few years. My husband was in charge of depositing checks and watching the cash flow in our bank account. He loved to fill out deposit slips, but he did not want to know anything about the clinical details of the cases we handled. In the process of working for me, my sons learned a lot about what can go wrong in healthcare, the importance of retainers, how to market a small business, the value of creating a certification process, and the entrepreneurial qualities necessary for success. Those have been valuable lessons for them. Should you use your spouse or significant other in helping you in your business? For example, your spouse could handle your invoicing because he or she is familiar with QuickBooks. This could be the right choice if your spouse is mathematically inclined and detail-oriented. But suppose your spouse lacks those qualities, but still thinks that he should be helping you. What will that cost your business? What will that cost your relationship? When you hire employees, you have other considerations. Are the employees that you have the right ones? I had great employees. If you do not count the people I had to fire, usually within 3 months of being hired. The wrong people will hurt your business, you'll lose revenue, and you'll lose customers. You need professional, clear communicators who can talk to attorneys. I know I lost a customer because my employee was disrespectful to his staff. If you use subcontractors, keep in mind that each one of them represents the quality of your business. They will influence the willingness of attorneys to give you work. They represent your business. When they slip up, everyone else is affected. This may be a challenge if you build up a large business, as I did with multiple expert witnesses who were subcontractors. They needed training, support, and feedback to improve. Look for people who are willing to learn, who are competent, and have a great attitude. The right processes or methods also affects your business. You have to have business processes that make sense. Your business is a system. It needs a flow to handle a case from the beginning to the end. There are a lot of steps that must be mastered. Your training as a nurse makes you ideally suited to map out those steps. How many procedures have you written? How many procedures have you followed? Every organization has a flow. Your business processes should make sense, not create double work, and be clear to the people around you, including your employees, your family, your subcontractors. Processes can break or lose their meaning. I found it valuable to review my processes periodically and to document them as standard operating procedures. Also, you need the right work environment. People who work with you will make mistakes. You'll make mistakes. Legal nurse consultants who work in the medical malpractice part of law are trained to be judgmental. It's part of what we do. Being critical and judgmental with employees does not create a relaxed work environment. Employee satisfaction and morale are affected by the boss's mood and mannerisms. The employees and subcontractors we work with should feel taken care of and safe. They should believe their opinions count and they have a role in the success of the company. And the fourth part of success in this formula is to provide the right services. Attorneys vary in their needs. This requires you to be flexible. Listen to what they ask you about. Are you hearing a common theme in terms of what they need? Are they asking for services you do not yet provide? Do they want you to retrieve medical records? Do they want cost projections? Are they in need of a legal nurse consultant to attend an insurance medical exam? What do they want? What should you be adding to your business processes and services? Figure out a way to meet their needs. The four parts of success are the right people, the right processes, the right workplace, and the right services. I will stop this program for a moment to share a resource that I think will greatly help you manage your legal nurse consulting business. I wrote this book called How to Manage Your LNC Business, Top Tips for Success. I organized the book into two sections. Section one focuses on the business processes that allow you to profitably manage your business. You will learn how to map out your business and pinpoint essential factors. This section includes pointers for financial management, as well as how to accomplish your goals. You will discover how to get more done through controlling distractions and effectively outsourcing and hiring. Section 2 includes tips on the most important relationships in your business, the one that you have with your clients. You will learn how to deepen your connections with your clients through your communications, and when conflict or the need to negotiate arises, the tips in this section will help you gain the confidence needed to tackle some of the world's best negotiators. Lastly, you'll see how an attorney views the skills of an LNC. This series is designed to give you the essential knowledge you need to grow your business. Order this book at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That link is http://lnc.tips/creating-series. Creating series is all one word. Use the code LISTENED in the promo coupon box for a 25% discount. Let's dig a little deeper into success principles. I often get asked how to get to the point of having a successful legal nurse consulting business. When I sold my business, I was billing more than $1 million a year for the last 5 years I owned the company. Here's what I learned that you might find useful. Point one, if at all possible, create your business launch so that you're not under pressure to make a profit right away. It takes more time than you would expect to market and start attracting clients. When I started MedLeague, my husband was bringing in enough money so that I could take my time and be self-employed through teaching nurses, consulting with hospitals, and doing expert work. Gradually, I became centered on working with attorneys as my primary source of business activity. Point two, learn the nuances of marketing and writing appealing copy for brochures and websites. Your prospect is bombarded with information. You must capture that person's attention quickly and in a compelling way. I have studied this aspect of running a business and invested thousands of dollars in courses, mentors, and books to learn more about marketing. The more you understand about marketing, the more comfortable and confident you will feel. Point three, pick the right service that fits your strengths. Know what you're good at and recognize it cannot be at all aspects of running a business. As I mentioned earlier, find other people to help you, whether they are family members, employees, or subcontractors. Number four, never stop marketing and don't rely on one client for work. There is a huge risk in having all your eggs in one basket. Five, pay attention to relationships. Your clients want to work with people they know, like, and trust. Look for ways to build strong relationships with your clients so they would not dream of working with anyone else. Number six, use honest and ethical business practices. You must be able to look yourself in the mirror and be proud of your ethics. Your clients will respect you for being ethical. Seven, avoid borrowing money if you can. Use your revenues, not loans, to invest in your business, such as upgrading your computer equipment. Point eight, charge reasonable fees that the market will bear. Do not join the rush to the bottom to undercut your competitors. You will destroy your business by performing work at the lowest rate on the market. You'll find it impossible to raise rates, and you will run out of money. Number nine, hire slowly, fire quickly. There's a great deal of wisdom in that expression. Carefully screen employees. A typo on a resume is enough for me to set it aside. I have fired employees for absenteeism, incompetence, and poor attitude. Be grateful when a marginal employee quits. Although it causes short-term disruption, it is far better for a person to self-select out of your system. Don't tolerate marginal work performance. There are far better people looking for work. Number 10, use financial and security controls in your business. Avoid providing embezzlement and theft opportunities. Allow only extremely trustworthy employees to access your bank accounts. Be very careful about allowing employees to remotely access your server. Someone could secure a laptop or a desktop computer in an employee's home and gain access to the company's data. If that person quits or gets fired, how will you keep your data safe? 11, your employees are not your friends. Don't be overly generous. Be fair, be aware of the labor laws, and be careful with benefits and bonuses. And the last point, number 12, starting and running a successful legal nurse consulting business is hard, and it's not for everyone. Be prepared to sacrifice, work long hours, and continuously learn. Entrepreneurship gets into your blood as you begin to experience the joys of being your own boss. Be sure to get your copy today of How to Manage Your LNC Business, Top Tips for Success. Go to the link http://lnc.tips/creating-series and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. That is all for today. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you two online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.